Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome back. Stacy Cross here. You're tuned in to Get Uncomfortable, the show where we share ideas, I share ideas, practical resources, tools that will help break your comfort zone. And I'm asking the questions, are you ready to get uncomfortable? That's what I'm asking. That's the motto. That's the tagline. That's the hook. Thursday is a monster day, as you know, in our studio because we have to generate enough time to give attention to our finance checks. We check that off on Thursday. Check income drip checks. We need to see what's going on with our money, our wealth. This show you're listening to right now is recorded every Thursday, recorded and edited every Thursday, as well as our new video show, Love and Grow, which we debuted last Thursday and is now streaming on CKTV. That's Comfort Killers TV. So heck yeah, I gotta find the time. People will ask, how do you find time? And that's what today's show is going to be about. So some will even say it's impossible to generate more time. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't understand the basic laws of math. You don't understand the basic laws of gravity, time, space, and the universe. I threw gravity in there. You probably understand that. What goes up, right, must come down. Same thing with time. What when you wake up, you have to go back to bed, all right? You have 24 hours in a day. We all have it. I mean, no one is spared of this resource. I mean, it's a limited commodity. It's not going to get, it's not going to be 26 hours in a few years. Someone's, you know, at the end of the day, you have 24 hours. What are you going to do with yours? You know, first thing is first, and I don't want to waste any time today, so let's get right into it. But I must say, you've got to follow me. You got to follow me on Twitter. I'm doing crazy things. I'm automating my life to buy more time back. And if you're on Twitter, you're noticing that I'm popping tweets in there on the hour. And you're going to say, hey, how's Stacy popping tweets in there on the hour? Isn't she at the gym? Isn't she at her resource center? Isn't she building her companies? Isn't she taking care of her brand? Isn't she taking care of herself? Is she eating? Is she sleeping? What you're going to find out is that you have to automate. You got to get some time back. I can't sit there at the computer every hour to plug some status in. Okay, I do that one day of the week. I try to do that one day of the week and figure it out after that. So yeah, check me out on Twitter. Stacy A. Cross is the handle. Check us out, The Comfort Killers, on Facebook, facebook.com/The Comfort Killer. If you're one of those folks that's asking the question, how do you get more time? What am I doing wrong? I'm tired every day. All right, so you'll say it's impossible to generate it. And this one is for you. So if you know me, you know we're going to define the word time right now. We always try to define something here, no matter how basic it is, because, you know, just the other day, we defined the word success. Have you ever looked success up? Well, most of us want it, but we never actually looked it up in the dictionary. So here, let me just plug in Merriam-Webster. And it's an app, so please download the app on your phone so that when you're stuck in communication, you could actually look a word up without looking crazy, okay? So what is the definition of time? I know what most of you guys are going to say. The definition is, there's never enough. I hate time. I'm always tired. I can't wait until the weekend. I hate work. I can't start a business. I got no time. I got kids. I have kids. They have school. They have practice. They have soccer practice. I got to be a soccer mom. Come on, man. Where should I find this time from? And I'm here to say, look the word up. Okay, so let's do that right now. Here is the basic meaning. It's the thing that is measured as seconds, minutes, hours, days, and years, okay? That's the basic definition of time. You knew that. You knew that without even looking it up. Let's go a step further, though, because in Merriam-Webster, we could figure out where this word came from. And, of course, there's tons of definition for time, not just one. So here goes the monster. This is a monster full definition. Listen to this one. The measured or measurable period during which an action, process, exists, or continue. I will repeat that one, okay, for you. The measured or measurable period during which an action, process exists or continues. So here, listen to this. Have you thought of time that way? It's measuring this action that I'm doing. I'm trying to complete. I'm trying to continue. I'm trying to make it a duration. Here's number two of the time definition that you didn't know. The point or period when something occurs. Okay? It's time for that. How about this one? An appointed, fixed, or customary moment or hour for something to begin and end. You could create what's going on in a block. How about a period of apprenticeship? Wow. I was just saying to someone a few weeks ago, whatever happened to apprenticeship? And here it comes back in this definition for time. A period of apprenticeship. That is huge. One of a series of recurring instances or repeated actions. That's twice that you've seen the word actions in there. Or you heard the word action. One of a series of recurring instances or repeated actions. Check this one out. Finite as contrasted with infinite duration. Okay, time versus space. Old English word before the 12th century, coming from the word, the origin, tide. T-I-D-E, tide. Now, how the hell is tide associated with the word time? Tide came first, and then there came tide. So here's the thing. If you're looking at the ocean, you're checking the tide of the ocean, the waves, how low, how high, the flowing, the break point, I don't know. Okay, this is some back civilization, 12th century, Old English, Middle English. And they said, you know what? The word time came from tide. So let's look up the word tide. That's only natural that we do that. Now, we all know tide is from the ocean and the beach, right? But let's try to put these things together to get the real definition of time. This is fun for me. Because once we break it down, you will begin to build it up for yourself. Tide. Look it up. Get out Merriam. Look it up. Let's do it together. Number one definition says the way in which something is changing and developing. Whoa. And number two definition, a fit or opportune time. Wow. That comes from tide, the word tide. So when I see all of that, I begin to say, time, current, come on, man. Tide, apprenticeship, reoccurring, change, developing. What does this all say to you, though? I know it's giving me clues on how to approach time as a way to develop. Okay, as a way to change, how to look at time, how to value change, and how to get some of this stuff back. All right, we all know time is made up, right? We know it, because some are going to say, man, time doesn't exist. It doesn't. You're right. You're absolutely right. I 100% agree with you. Whatever's in your reality is true. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Everything is an illusion. We can say that and not do anything with it, right? We could be like, everything is illusion. I'm just going to stay home and meditate and read and do yoga and don't believe in anything, okay? I'm not believing in time because it doesn't exist. And then you get a call that says, hey, listen, I need you here in 5 minutes. And then you comply with that. See, here's the thing. You got to either live in illusion. You can't do the both. You can't do both. You got to live in illusion. Or you gotta live in your reality, okay? Time isn't real, we understand, but we have 24 hours in a day. Some civilization created, invented, Mayans, calendar, Egyptian gods, African men, we get it. But to stay there and not go anywhere more, not see anything more, is being uncomfortable. So to stay in a world of illusion is to be comfortable, okay? And you have to be all the way in the world or nowhere at all. More to come on that later, on a later date. I want to get into that. That's different. I was in a world of illusion for a period in my life. But I got out of it when I realized, hey, I got to get up and get some shit done. If you want to learn how to get more time, do more with your time, you're in the right place today, okay? So again, my name is Stacy Cross. I am a comfort killer. I created the Comfort Killers website to document my journey. I hope you don't hear my cat because she is going off in the background. She's like, Stacy, come on, it's time. It's time right now. So I created the Comfort Killers to expand on my journey and to document it as well. Because the more I give to people, the more I give, the more I'm growing, the more I'm learning, the more I'm developing myself to do the same thing. So it's sort of like an accountability stream and you're getting it firsthand. Okay? So what do we do with time now that we have it and we want to get some back? I wrote an article. It says, numbers don't lie, results don't lie. Okay? The numbers don't lie and results don't lie. This is when you're bringing it back into consciousness. This is when you're coming back and you know you got to do something with the information that you have. It's just not in outer space. You're just not laying there thinking about it all day, building up conspiracy theories in your head. This is when you're bringing the information back and you're making it practical for yourself. We have to put these things in numbers. We have to see them. We have to feel them. Okay? So how many hours in a day? Do you know? Okay, 24 hours in a day, in case you didn't know. That turns into 168 hours in a week. How about a month? How many hours do you have in a month? You have 730 hours in a month. You have 8,760 hours in a year. You have 43,800 in a 5-year span. I wanted to keep it in a 5-year span today to kind of make a point. So I want some of my hours back. What are you going to do? Well, the only thing to do is, because you got to go to work, you got to get the kids, you got to cook, you got to drop off laundry, you got to do laundry, you got to take the kids to soccer practice. Hey man, you got to work overtime because you work in a stressful environment. Some family member has a birthday party you got to go to. There's tons of things to do throughout the day. You made prior engagements. You're going to go see a friend. You're watching TV. Wow. So if I'm writing all of these things and I'm taking stock of my day, my week, my month, my year, my 5-year span, I'm taking stock of things I have to do, right? You have to get the kids up. You have to get the kids to school. Right? You have to go to school. You have to go to work. All right. In order to generate more income. And we're going to stay on that. Part two of that income stream will come out next week. I just wanted to get time before that because you have to figure out where you're going to get this time from. And I'm going to show you how. So let's see. I'm writing down as I go along. I'm writing, hey, you gotta sleep, right? You gotta sleep. You gotta wake up. Okay, so what happens in this period here, upon waking up, you you're lollygagging, you're probably watching the news, you're watching TV. You're watching TV, then you got to get ready, then you got to go out, you got to go to work, you either, go out to dinner, go out to movies. It's your life, but you get 24 hours in a day. So all I'm saying today is let's take a look at, if we were to get up 1 hour earlier, because we got to take the time back out of things that we don't necessarily need. Okay. You don't need, you could go to bed earlier. You don't need to sleep until 11 a.m. to 10 a.m. Suppose you work 9 to 5, right? What time do you get up in the morning? Do you get up at 8:30 and then you're always trying to beat traffic? And then guess what happens? You go to work and you say, hey, listen, I'm late. Why are you late? You're always late. The traffic. And then you're realizing that's an excuse. Okay. That's an excuse because it wasn't traffic, because you got up at 7:30. You need to be at work at 8. You're sitting there rushing around. So all I'm saying is let's try. I'm not trying to world break anything here. You're not trying to do a monster thing. You're just trying to gain some time back. I say try with 1 hour. So let's say you get up at 6, between 6 and 6:30 instead. Okay, you're gaining 1 hour back. You know what that's going to need? That's going to need you getting to bed just about 15 to 20 minutes. That's all, 15 to 20 minutes earlier than you do. How do you do that? Shut the fucking TV off, okay? Shut the TV off. Cut the phone conversation out. Get off Twitter. Get off Facebook. You got to find the time, what you're doing, just sitting there, not doing shit. So the only thing is, okay, you get up 1 hour earlier. That's 7 hours in a week. That means you have gained 7 hours back in a week. That means in a month you've gained 28 hours in a month. In a year, you want to see this? 336 hours. In 5 years, you have gained 1,680 hours back. That's from just getting up 1 hour earlier and making it work. Now, what do you say? What do you do with this time? That's coming up. That's coming up. But I just want you to know how much you could actually earn back by just doing a little, just having a little discipline. All right. So 1 hour, you're looking at, that's 4.16% of the 24 hours. So you've gained 4% back of your day. 4%. That's awesome. Now, what are you saying to yourself, man? You know, once you start doing this, you're going to try to find more percentages. You need more numbers to work with, right? So if you're like me, I do about a 2 to 3 hour early morning. So let's see what we do. That brings us into the 4:35 o'clock range. And what I've gained is, if there's still 24 hours in a day, which is some constants, you need some constants here. So the constants are 24 hours in a day, 168 in a week, 730 in a month, 8760 hours in a year. That's 8,760, and 43,000, call it 44, man, 43,800 hours in 5 years. Those are the constants. So now let's say these can't change. Those are not going to change, okay? And if it does change, it's by decimals, point, because the leap year or whatever. But let's talk about what we know. These are the hard, solid numbers. This is not an illusion, okay? These are numbers to work with. These are numbers to guide you. So let's say I wake up 3 hours. I give myself 3 hours back. And that will put myself going to bed at a decent time, okay, trying to get everything done and get to bed at least by 9 or 10, sometimes even 8, because you're going to start to appreciate the mornings more. That's what happened to me. I started appreciating waking up early instead of going to bed hours late, and I'm foggy. My mind is foggy. So at the end of the day, this is what we have. If I wake up 3 hours earlier, I have gained 21 hours in a week. That's huge. That's almost a whole day that I've gained back by waking up 3 hours early. You know what I could do with that? You know what you could do with that? That's 84 hours in a month. That's 1,008 hours in a year. And check this one out. That's 5,040 hours in a five-year span. What could you do with that? Okay? 3 hours out of the day, you're looking at 12% of 24 hours. I have gained back 12% of 24 hours. That's huge. So you're saying, okay, what am I going to do with it? I know. I need you to start first appreciating numbers, appreciating time, okay? Because we all have it. Now, yesterday I watched a stream with Eric Thomas, Dr. Eric Thomas, and I know you all know him. And he said something very, very interesting to me. He said, and he was with Grant Cardone, they were doing a show in Miami, and he said something to the tune of, if all I knew in my life was that billionaires, to be a billionaire, you have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. If that's all I knew or know, then that's what I'll do. Okay. If all I knew was that living a successful life, leading, thriving, got up hours earlier than the rest of the world, normal, average, then that's all I'll do. He said, just with that information alone, I started getting up earlier. He didn't need a plan. He just said, hey, listen, wait, I'm following the time. Okay, they're getting up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to get their day started. Actually, Dr. Eric Thomas gets up at 2:30. He kept saying that. I'm like, man, I'm not doing enough. That's what I see. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm wasting time now. Because now I need to find out how the hell I could get up at 2:30. Okay? And still perform. So the thing is, if this is all you know, that, hey, to get time back and stop, and you can answer your own question and says, hey, listen, how do I find time? Where am I going to get this time from? I'm telling you, take it away from Twitter. Take it away from Facebook. Okay, take it away from reality TV. So what the fucking March Madness is on? So what freaking zombie Walking Dead is on? You know what? So what? I'm going to turn off my phone. So people think that they're the president. They're the president. They got they have the red button beside their phone. They always need it on because at any given time, you might have to make a move. Listen, it's absolutely ridiculous what you're doing with your time. Take a stock of your day. Be conscious of what time it is. Some people don't even know the time. Hey, listen, what's the time, man? I don't even know. What? Where's your watch? Okay? At the end of the day, you have to stay focused. You have to be conscious. You have to be aware of this, the change. Because time is not time. I look at time as the change that happens from one point to the next. Okay? And when you start looking at time as change, then you start understanding how you are the change. Not that second that keeps clicking. The big hand and the small hand. Not that stuff. It's the time in between the time. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do when you wake up? You need a goddamn journal. Okay? You need to write your goals down. You need to figure out what your goals are. You need to make some goals. Even if you don't know what the goals are, make some goals. My goal is to start getting up at 1 hour earlier, 2 hours earlier. My goal is to not be late to work. My goal is to little goals, okay? Because you start disciplining yourself. And then you're like, something magical happens when you start understanding how mornings should be treated. I go outside this morning at 6 a.m. and the birds are singing a song. You will never get that at 8, 9 a.m. At 6 a.m., it's a different world out there. The birds were singing a song for me. They actually celebrate every time I am out there with them. They actually clap. They applaud me. The universe loves it. I swear to you, understand, appreciate. Don't come out when everyone's always already humping around. Come out when there's no one there. 4, 5:30 a.m. It's a silent, you will own the world. You will own the world. Then start writing your stuff down. Read a book. Develop yourself. Use that time to develop yourself. Then all of a sudden, you will understand that the change is that what happens in between time. And then you will no longer fight time. You will no longer hate it. Okay? Start pulling time back. Because now that you understand, in a year, you have 8,760 hours. In a month, you have 730 hours. Did you know that? 730 hours, what are we doing with them? Now we could get a graph. We could make on a page a graph, 730 hours. Okay? How many of that is sleep? How many is that for sleep? Make a pie. How many is that for developing? How many of that's for work? How many of that's for play? You know, you got kids, you gotta designate this time. How many of that's for health? You understand? And then you could kind of squeeze the what you want to be minimized and then expand on the other one. Expand on health. You know what? I need to expand on health. That's why I'm breathing like this, okay? I need to get some more health. So my pie chart will look like I'm going to the gym. I'm going to try to hit the gym an hour a day. Because you're not doing anything now. so you could understand, you could break your life down into pie charts. I am Stacy Cross. What an excellent day today. Today's Thursday, you know, in the Comfort Killer studio, we are busy. It starts from very early, and we go all the way till about maybe 7. I'll hit the bed tonight by at least 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock. No, at least 8, at least 8. What do you think?
I think today.
Today. Thursday. It's Thursday. Yeah. I'm 8 o'clock, right? Yeah, I'm hitting the bed. See, if people be like, hey, I'm going to stay. I'm a night owl. No, I'm not. I'm nocturnal. No, I won't. No, I won't be. I need my sleep. I need my snoozes because when I get up at those mornings, when those the alarm ring and I don't even use one anymore, I can know what time I am waking up by the time I'm going to bed. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. I hope you appreciate this. As a reminder, the next show will jump back on income, focus on your income part 2. This is all about time. Focus on your time. And I appreciate you being here. I am Stacy Cross. I am the owner, the creator, the founder, the worker, the changer, the developer, the learner, the absorber of the Comfort Killers. I would love that if you share the webpage, if you share anything, and email me, stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. A little later on, we're going to be dropping the second episode of Love and Grow. Just going to write that timeline out. And I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy the mic quality, man. I took back the mic out. Enjoy.